what do you think about the international adoption of Chinese children and your own experience in your family, your experience with your daughters, mm-hmm. your experience searching? Do you feel like there should be an international program for adopting children? Do you feel that there shouldn't be? As you've learned more about it, you know, have your views changed?
I don't know. As my own experience with my life, I feel like I turn out fine, even I grew up in a poor family, you know. But somehow I still like some of the Chinese culture. But I feel the kid adopted by the family outside China, it just assembled like my three daughters. I feel like it's a little kind of hard for me to raise them, and because I, in the deep of my heart, I'm the Chinese. I still kind of fall with the Chinese culture. I want my girl, you know, to able to continue some of the good Chinese cultures, to grow up in the good Chinese cultures. But I don't see that here, like a one of raising a Chinese girl to teach them Chinese culture, but you are in a totally different country, in a totally different culture. I do not like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I do hope, God, I wish my girl is still in China. In this way, I feel like, maybe it's better to have the girl, you know, grow up in China.
Even if it's in a poor village.
Yeah. Even the poor village, because you learn, you know, the real life, you learn the different thing, you learn different experience. But I feel like my kid, I feel sometimes the kid do have a better life, have everything, you know, pretty much they don't need anything. But in my culture, you grew up in a poor village, but you learn to the dependence. You learn to, you know, work hard to go for what you want. That's the part I want a girl to learn, and that's the part I think maybe it's better for the girl living in China.
The biggest difference then between growing up here and growing up in China, you think, is that it sounds like, tell me if
okay,
I'm wrong.
Okay, it's a symbol. When I grew up, I don't have a single toy. I always just, kids like my age, grew up in the village, we always go out, explore, find things, do fun things. Create fun things by yourself. But here, the kids, like my girl, have like 100 stuffies. They still see a stuffy and just screaming, can I have this? They don't need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, just like, God, the girls here just pretty much just so easy to get what they want, mm-hmm. have what they want, you know. They don't have the, the thought that, you know, okay, maybe I need to study, work hard, and because it's something in my mind, it's I have my dream, I need to, you know, go for it. I need to own it,
you know. So what do you think should happen to China's adoption program? If you ruled the world, if you were the king or the queen, what would happen?
I think it seems I know a couple of my friends, you know, like one of my old friends, she's same age as mine. She had been married like almost 10 years. She can't have her own child. She always wanted to adopt, but she can because the orphanage, you know, in her area, say no kids. You know, I had to tell you that just there's so many family they wanted to adopt to, but I think it's because the international program. I'm sure most orphanage prefer the international adoption. So most of the kids, they already have the family, you know, to adopt from outside China. So that's why most orphanages say no to the family inside China. So that make the family inside China miss the opportunity to become a parent to adopt the kids. Of those kids need a home too. You know, to me, I will prefer maybe, okay, but I had to say the medical and this kind of stuff, it's better for the special need to live in U.S. and some other country. It's better than in China. So I think maybe keep the special need program, but the healthy kids should consider about maybe, you know, have the adoption for inside China is better.
Mm-hmm.
And also to me, I feel like China has changed a lot. And also to me, you know, if as a country, if you can't even raise the kid from your country, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, the future of the country, right? If the government is good enough, I think the government should keep the kids inside of China.
So in the new, and especially in the new China, that if there's all this wealth, there ought to be a way to keep the children inside.
That's what I think.
Tell me about times when you have found birth parents and what the reaction of the birth parents tends to be. Give me an example of a time when you found a birth parent. What happened? What do you do? Exactly what do you do?
I think that was back to early 2009. We were doing a birth family research project in the Jiangxi province.
Jiangxi is where?
Jiangxi province. It's kind of a little bit northwest, I think, of China. And so I definitely remember the first family that I located. And I even remember the girl's fighting documents. And it seems in her fighting documents says she was found at the kind of like a grand station. And by one guy. They have the name of the fighter. And then I located the fighter. Then I find out actually he was the foster father of the foster care program of the orphanage.
Had he been this child's foster father?
Yeah. Okay. No, she wasn't. She wasn't been foster care this girl. But she did foster care some other kids in the orphanage, also some of the kids in my project too. That's why, how I know he was the foster father. So soon I show him the document of these girls in my hand, and he definitely remember which girl was. But he told me, but he doesn't know, you know, where the girl exactly come from, but he know the other person, the person who had the girl to her. Yeah, so he said, he doesn't know this lady's name though. He just described the which location of this old lady live, and just tell me the direction or whatever, and tell me if you find her, then you will get the birth family information. Then I just, because it's hard for me because I wasn't from the area, you know, so I had to get a local driver and I explained to the driver what location I'm looking for, and, you know, then good thing he knows. Then he drove me to the area. Then show up, it was a big village. Then, oh God, I said, what to do? I only know what the lady looks like, what he was doing, you know. Then we just walked around the whole village, asked people around, I'm looking for this lady, what she looks like, what she was doing. Finally, after talk, 10 people, finally, people point to me, that house must be her. So I knock on the door and I have explained to her why I was there and show her the picture of the girl. She didn't say anything. She just looked at me weird, saying, what do you want from me? You know, kind of like afraid cause her any trouble too. It's just didn't say anything, just tell me, oh, I can't help you go. You know, just go, go.
And she was the birth mother?
No, she wasn't.
She was the, okay.
Still, yes.
Okay.
So, to me, I'm so close. I'm not going to give up, you
right.
know. But I don't want to push her so hard, though. So I said, oh, God, what should I do? I just turn around, try to figure out what to do. And like 10 minutes later, I walk back, lock on the door again. I just almost begging her. I said, come on, I really need your help. And I kind of like, okay, you know, help me. I'm not going to go away. Then finally, like, she was just, still didn't talk much, just sitting there in the front of the little chair, you know, in her house. Just, then just get up. Finally, like 10 minutes later, she get up, then went in, get a piece of paper, have a name and phone number on it. It just call this person. Then didn't say anything.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I said, God, okay. I said, then I pick up the phone and call. And there's a man answer the phone. And, you know, because my dialect, they can hear I'm not from the area. Of course, he was wondering why I'm calling him. So I had to explain to him again. And then he started exciting, you know. After I explained to him why I'm calling him, he just said, okay, don't hang up. I'll call you right back. Then like 5 minutes later, I got a call back from this guy. I said, okay, ask me what's my location and telling me he's coming to pick me up and go to with the birth parents. So then like after like 5 minutes and he saw up with the car. Then I jump in the car, then we straight to the village.
Wow.
Then
how far was the village?
It's about, let's see, about half hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then when I get there, there's it's kind of like a private house in a village. And there's a young couple, there's a young couple and the grandma and the two kids there. And then I walk in, then I interview the family, then I find out the story. Actually, the mom told me, first child is a daughter. Then she got pregnant again a couple years later. And because family live in a village, she kind of feel like a push, so much push for like having a boy. But then she told me that when she was like 7 months pregnant or 9 months pregnant, there's a old friend of her mother-in-law. She remembered, that's what she remembered. She said, I show up in her house, kind of like they making agreement something. So that's soon as she, her baby girl born, she know this lady, that was the lady I tried to locate it and have the phone number,
mm-hmm.
Came to her house, pick up the baby and make agreement with them, said she have a kind of like a rich family,
mm-hmm.
A friend of her want to adopt her daughter. So that was happened.
So that was probably the middle person in the village who was taking them to the orphanage. Yeah. Yeah.
So she had no idea her daughter was adopted by the family outside of China when I told her. I think the family was from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, adoption family. Yeah.
And how did she react when you told her?
She was just extremely, you know, surprised and had no idea. Kind of like frustrating and wondering what was going on, you know. why my daughter was in Canada, why my daughter, how my daughter turned into the orphanage, you know, all kind of questions.
Mm.
Yeah. But the grandma didn't say anything, but just the both mom and dad was tried to tell me what was happening in the old day, how her daughter, you know, gave up to this old lady, the middle person, and then they start asking me questions about how the girl doing, you know, what her adoptive family looks like, it, you know. But at the beginning, they pretty much, they just, I think in their mind, must lots going on in their mind. They pretty much, they was stand there, can't talk in a couple minutes at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Do you think she was angry, or was she mostly?
No, actually, she was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you can see the sparkle in their eyes when they look at the picture of their daughter. Yeah, they would say, "Oh yeah, I can see that's my daughter." You know, God, I can't believe it. You know, it's kind of like happy, and also maybe. One part might be upset to them. I think like, you know, good thing. I think good thing they told me good thing they know their daughter, where their daughter now. Mm-hmm. Because they told me soon that they have their daughter in this lady's hand. They make a good agreement and, you know, you give up your daughter for other family that, so you never come to ask any question. It just, that's the deal. So you can come after the family asking any question about your daughters. So because that's why when I asked them, so have you ever wondering where your daughter was? Have you ever looking for your daughter? She said, no, we can't, because we make a deal with them. When we hand our daughter in this lady's hand,
yeah, that the door will close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's why when I told them your daughter is in Canada now with her adoption family, they just say, you know, had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how was that happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just amazing.